Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 3 through 15. Brethren, my joy is the joy of you all, for I wrote you out of much affliction and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you. But if anyone has caused pain, he has caused it not to me, but in some measure, not to put it too severely, to you all. For such a one, this punishment by the majority is enough. So you should rather turn to forgive and comfort him, for he may be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. So I beg you to reaffirm your love for him. For this is why I wrote, that I might test you and know whether you are obedient in everything. Anyone whom you forgive, I also forgive. What I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, has been for your sake in the presence of Christ, to keep Satan from gaining the advantage over us. For we are not ignorant of his designs. When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, a door was opened for me in the Lord. But my mind could not rest because I could not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 23, verses 13 through 22. The Lord said to the Jews who had come to him, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense you make long prayers. Therefore you will receive the greater condemnation. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you shut the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither enter yourselves, nor allow those who would enter to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you traverse sea and land to make a single proselyte, and when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath.' You blind fools! For which is greater, the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If anyone swears by the altar, it is nothing, but if anyone swears by the gift that is on the altar, he is bound by his oath.' You blind men, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So he who swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it, and he who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it." On this day, the 14th of August, we commemorate Micah the prophet. This prophet, whose name means "who is like God," was a Morasthite from the land of Judah. He prophesied more than 50 years in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. These kings reigned in the 8th century before Christ. From this it is clear that this Micaiah is not the one who was the son of Iambla, who censured Ahab and was murdered by Ahab's son Joram, as the Synaxaristes says. For this Joram reigned in the 9th century before Christ. Yet Micaiah was still prophesying, as mentioned above, in the days of Hezekiah, who was a contemporary of Hosea and Esaias, and of Hoshea, the last king of the 10 tribes of Israel, when that kingdom was destroyed by Salmanassar, king of the Assyrians. This Micaiah is 6th in rank among the minor prophets. His book of prophecy is divided into 7 chapters. He prophesied that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem. In the reign of St. Theodosius the Great, the holy relics of the prophets Micaiah and Abakum were found through a divine revelation to Zabenus, bishop of Eleutheropolis. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.